The subsistence Emperor Goose Hunt, expected to open April 2nd, will bring more than meat in a resumed tradition to the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. In some communities, it will also bring jobs. For April and May, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service will hire a worker in each of six communities to collect data on the goose harvest. The communities are Chifornik, Chivac, Hooper Bay, Newtok, Nightmute, and Tuksuk Bay. Brian Daniels is a federal biologist who will help train the workers.
Basically, they are to be available for when hunters come back from the field to be able to talk to the hunters and record the number of emperor geese harvested, the age, sex, and weight of the birds harvested.
Hunters can choose whether or not to participate. Because emperor geese have not been harvested in 30 years in Alaska, wildlife managers want to track which geese hunters are targeting when the hunt opens.
So are more adults that may be nesting being harvested, or is it more juveniles that may not be at nesting age being harvested?
The managers also want to weigh the birds to know the state of their health after their migration to the area.
That gives us an idea of the winter habitat quality, whether or not they're able to get all the nutrients they need from their winter habitat before migrating for nesting.
60 to 80% of the emperor goose population breeds in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. They arrive in early April from southwest Alaska and begin nesting by early June. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service will also host community meetings in the six villages to promote conservative hunting of the still vulnerable bird population. And, like every summer, the service is also offering opportunities for young people to work with biologists through paid internships and field work positions. The Open Subsistence Hunt is expected to run April 2nd through August 31st with a 30-day nesting closure. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.